Brett Hollander back here on WBAL with Louis Angeles, and big day for the organization. I remember before game two, I believe, of the ALDS, up on the rooftop deck, it was me and Keith Mills, and you came by and you said priority one this offseason would be extending Buck Showalter. And wouldn't you know, 25 days before spring training, you got it done.
We did, and we're thrilled. I think it goes without saying, not only the job they did last year, but throughout their careers. These are two proven baseball professionals who have a long record of building winning teams. And it's, maybe the best example a lot of people talk about the acquisitions of Jason Hamill, Wei-Yin Chen, Buck bringing Darren O'Day to the table. We got to get this guy, and Dan goes and gets him. And all those components add up to what we saw last year. You started to see the remake of the bullpen. You saw the remake of the rotation. Then Tillman, has a resurgence, and Steve Johnson. On down the line, suddenly you have a deep rotation, and you have one of the best bullpens in the game, and so those guys, just the dynamic from the outset was. It was clear that this is where we want to go. We got to keep these guys in place, and it was talked about. But in the off season here, Mr. Angelos just decided, why wait, and why do the standard 2 or 3 year thing? Let's keep this in place in the long term, because these guys clearly know how to build competitive teams for the long term.
You know professional sports and how it works. That length of deal, borderline unprecedented for both the field manager / head coach, whatever sport you're talking about, and the guy calling the shots as the general manager. That type of commitment, what does it say for the club?
Well, I think it's a testament to both Dan and Buck, again, that they, the way they work together, the sort of the high level of professionalism they both bring in their respective roles, and I think it says to the fans and to the players that this is about a program, about building a winning program, and it starts with your scouting and player development and bringing those your homegrown guys through. Dan's deep contacts, getting Wei-Yin Chen, getting Miguel Gonzalez, those are huge acquisitions. Those are you don't get that unless you again in this instance you don't get it unless you're doing hard work, and you don't get it unless I think for the most part you know who to talk to. Buck, at the same time, I mean, the guy's masterful. We saw that last year, the way that he managed the staff and the pen. And so I think it says, though, to Orioles fans everywhere that you got a team in place that is going to make this make it work for sustained winning over the next, not just the next 5 years, but then into the future. Because and I think that's why you want to do more than the sort of standard 2 or 3. We've seen a number of 2 or 3 year extensions for managers and for front office executives, and that's fine. And that's sometimes you could say it's a good thing, keeps people keeps people moving, working hard. But these guys are top pros, and so we're ecstatic.
Well, I think that is different. I think in years past there have been some managers who have made decisions maybe to save their job for a day or a week or a month, but to have that kind of commitment, maybe you want, I think players, maybe they thrive better not knowing where their next contract's coming from, but you want guys in place calling the shots who are thinking big picture always.
I agree with that, and I think here, sometimes the idea of continuity. You want, but what kind of continuity? You got to have guys you believe are going to be able to chart the vision and see it through and then execute. And I think it's clear to all of us and O's fans everywhere that these are the guys that. And it's not just because, maybe in large part it's last season, but it's not just because of that. It's people have pointed out that you had historic levels of one run victories. Mm-hmm. If I'm saying that right. But I think again, it's a testament to our coaching staff, to Buck and administering the coaches and the sort of Dan's ability again to just supplement where we needed it when we needed it, just about in every occasion. I don't think that's a fluke. the phrase about your preparation leading to luck, or mm-hmm. forgetting the
I think that's right.
The saying.
Luck is when opportunity meets preparation. Is that it?
Yeah, I think it's something like that. So we saw that last year. So I think the we're just delighted that we're going to have them with us and leading the effort for the next 5 seasons. Beyond the next 2, yeah.
Final question for Luis Angelos here on WBAL, and that's the glow that Orioles fans and Baltimore sports fans right now have. We did a year-in-review show of sports moments in Baltimore. I think you could have done 30 moments just from the Orioles season last year. Of course, FanFest coming up on Saturday. How's that been for you personally and just for the organization in general into this offseason, the first offseason in 15 years after making it to the playoffs?
Well, I think I was told that the autograph session sold out, I think, in record time. And, O's fans, we saw it last year. That was at the playoff games. Those two games against the Yankees were, I mean, many of my friends and people around the city.
I ran into you on the concourse level right before introduction to the first game after that long rain delay. You know, I'm born and raised here, and yeah. It was a pinch-yourself type moment, like, yeah. I can't believe this is happening.
Nope. Absolutely, and many people said to me that it was the greatest sports experience they ever had. I mean, the Ravens Super Bowl, obviously right up there at the top. That kind of, and historic Orioles moments throughout the years. Well, we had the statue celebrations last season, which was fantastic to and just a thrill. But and to have that's another thing to have this that's the season we had in 2012 while celebrating the great Orioles Hall of Famers. Everything came together. It was one of the most special moments. I'll never forget it. I know the Orioles fans everywhere. It's one of the best seasons in the history of the club. So that's what this is about. This is about continuing that momentum for the foreseeable future. And we're gearing up for spring training, and we're excited.